So it had, it marks next, you know.
When I line up,
and it also gives me time to make sure the machine's working and the needle's bouncing and I know where I left off.
Yeah, it'd be a bummer if you went through the whole session and wasn't recording.
It's happened.
It has, huh?
It's happened. It happened in Alabama for a half a tape.
Oh, that's not bad. I'd have a paranoid feeling if you're always looking at the needle or something.
Well, you notice I do that every now and then.
Yeah, I noticed.
Okay, now, now if you were at a party, or if you weren't at a party and there was a bunch of people, say you were sick and you couldn't
get right,
and then later on you talked to the hostess and you wanted to find out about the people there, you were asking about the party, you'd say, blank had been there. You're asking, blank had been there.
Who had been there?
Okay. If you saw a group of kids in the backyard and there was five or six of them and you recognized that they belonged to one family, you might say, blank children are those.
Whose children are those?
Okay. And if you're asking about a speaker's remarks, you might say, blank did he say.
What did he say?
All right, and referring to everything that he talked about, would you say, like, if you just say, if you were talking about, if you were talking about the body of the speech, would you talk about what did he say, or would you say, you
what did he speak about?
Okay, you wouldn't say what all did he say?
No.
Okay. If no one else will look out for, in talking about somebody else, you're saying if no one else looks out for them, okay, you say they've got to look out for
themselves.
Okay. And if no one else will look out for him, you say he'd better do it
himself.
Okay. And what is made of flour and baked in loaves?
Bread.
Okay. Any other kind of names that for breads that you can think of here? This kind of bread?
Challah, it's a Jewish bread.
What was it?
Challah, that's a Jewish bread. Nobody would know that.
Who knows? Challah?
Yeah.
H?
Challah.
Okay. All right, how about the... What do you call...
rye.
Rye, okay. What other kind of bread is it?
Pumpernickel. All
right.
Rolls. Loaves. I don't know.
Okay. What do you call stuff that makes bread rise?
Yeast.
Okay.
And that was no way to pronounce it. Yeast.
Well, how someone just came up to you and said, here's a lump of, what would you say?
Yeast. I said it wrong, not in the way I have a tongue in a wrong way.
Is that the way you would normally say it?
Yeah.
Okay. And, let's see, do you have any different name for breads without yeast and with yeast?
Leavened and unleavened.
Okay. What about how about corn meal? Have you ever
cornbread?
Yeah. You ever eat that kind of bread?
If it's available, I might need a piece of it.
Do you know much about that?
No.
What do you know any other kind of breads that might be made with cornbread? Do you name off anything that might be
muffins?
Cornmeal, yeah.
Blueberry muffins or something?
Well,
I don't know. Cornbread, it's all I know.
You ever heard of corn dodger? You ever heard of that term?
No.
Okay, the reason I'm saying these are like southern expressions of things, and you might have come across them in part of the state or something. If someone said, would you like to have some cornbread, what do you think of as cornbread? What is cornbread in your mind?
Yellow piece of bread.
Okay, what's basically the ingredients? Yeah.
I don't know, corn's in there somewhere, wheat or something, I don't know.
Okay.
I just eat it.
Okay. Okay. Alright. There are really two kinds of bread, the homemade bread and the kind that you buy at the store, and the type you buy at the store you might call what?
Store-bought.
Okay. Is there a lot of difference between homemade bread and store-bought?